Blog Talk Radio.
To handle, but y'all know who it is. It's Teddy, the King of BA, repping that 757 all day.
All right. And ladies, we have a very, 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 very special guest host with us tonight. She's going to be kicking it with us the whole show. We already confirmed it. Her name is, matter of fact, I'm going to let her introduce herself. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
What it do, ladies? It's your stud, Black. Rapping from that Texas, 806 all day. I want to thank all y'all for tuning in. Mucho amor.
You started talking. You got people pressing ones and stuff. I know that's right.
Oh, yeah, girl.
Hey, they ready. Quick question, Black. My question to you is, what is it exactly that you do?
Wow. Well, pertaining to the LGBT community, you know, I do a lot of modeling. I'm trying to put studs and femme models on the LGBT community map. Straightforward.
Okay. How long have you been modeling?
Oh, wow. I'll say, like, it got official in 2008. So for a few years now, I've been doing the damn thing.
Okay. So, is your modeling strictly for the LGBT community, or have you ever branched out and did projects outside of the LGBT?
Oh, wow, that's a good question. I haven't branched out yet, and I always have a lot of friends, you know, straight friends that are, you know, gay friendly, and they come to me and they want to do this and that, and I welcome anybody. I have collabed with a few straight clothing lines out of California. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So that's as far as it's gotten. But, yeah, definitely.
Okay. So I know that you have your own company. So could you tell us a little bit more in detail about your company and what it is that you are trying to do with your company?
Yeah, like a lot of people know me through my company, Crucial Creations. You know, it started off as just a group, and then the platform molded into a modeling agency for just studs, and we brought Sims aboard. Now Crucial Creations has its own photography, you know, label. So, you know, we're just trying to do it big and keep moving towards the LGBT modeling entertainment part, you know, the era. I mean, everybody's doing music, everybody's doing this, that, clothing lines. I mean, I feel like we need modeling in the LGBT community. So that's what we stand.
Okay. So I think I've asked you this already, so I'm not going to ask you that. What I am going to ask you is, with your success, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Like, that's a real tough question, but where do you see you, Crucial Creation, and your career as a whole in 5 years?
Wow, yeah, that is a real good question. Man, I want to see, 5 years ago, you know, when I was doing Crucial Creations, I would have never seen myself here. So if I could just say that I can go the next step to where I'm at now, you know, doing more print work in magazines. I've done a few magazines for the LGBT community, but I want to branch out in that next level of success. If I could say that I've done that, then I feel like I was where I needed to be in 3 to 5 years. So, I mean, I'm a really humble person. A lot of people don't know that, you know, just by looking at me, but that's all I want, you know?
Mm-hmm. So, Teddy, do you have any questions that you would like to ask Matt?
I mean, since you're doing the modeling thing, you know, with your company, what about the plus size Sims and the plus size studs or whatever, the thick ones? You see anything with that? Like bringing people
with
that in?
Definitely, man. I be trying to tell people, I judge nobody. It's not my place. I feel like, you know, modeling is more than just what we see glitz and glam on the red carpet or, you know, not to put anybody's show out there, but, you know, in mainstream. So everybody has their own style, their own swag. You know, LGBT community comes a dime a dozen. So anybody can get on. You know what I mean? Anybody has the potential. You know what I mean? You just got to carry yourself in that mannerism. You know, your swag got to be on point. Your confidence has to be a level above. You can't be shy. You know what I mean? But not like, you know, conceited. You know, you throw everybody off. But yeah, I welcome everybody. I even welcome all races. I'm trying to get some. You Asian studs, you know, and down. So, yeah, definitely.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. Give me hope.
Already. Right? I got you, man. Hey, Crucial Creations _, you know what I'm saying? Yahoo. Hit them up.
I got you.
You need to go and hit them up, Daddy.
I mean, I got to. I'm pretty, you know what I'm saying? I gotta show it off, you know. I ain't the same. I ain't shy.
Hey, and we need more people like that. And I stress, we need people that are serious. Like, you know, a lot of people have been seeing Crucial Creations been, like, you know, in the background. And then Black, you know, myself as a model has been in the forefront. And that's because, you know, I wanted to take the opportunity to put myself out there as a model instead of, you know, hiding behind the shadows of a CEO. And, you know, I want to show them how it's supposed to be done. Excuse me, you know, my language. If motherfuckers can't get it right, then, you know, it's up to me to show them how it's supposed to be done.
Got to.
Hell yeah.
Let me tell you something. Ain't no parents on this line. Everybody on this line. They standing over. You can
wait
say
minute,
motherfucker if you want to. Go ahead and say it.
I'm a parent. Hold on, though. I'm a parent, though, but not on this line. Not right now.
Speak your mind here. It's open. That's what it's for.
Hmm.
So, Teddy, do you have any more questions?
Would you see yourself, you know, coming to VA and scoping out some new talent?
Yeah, man. VA has shown me so much love, starting with C-Zone. You know what I mean? I appreciate y'all for having me on the show today. I appreciate y'all. Y'all have been with me since, you know, back in the day, you know, Black Planet, Downlink, and so forth, you know what I mean, just to name a few. So I appreciate the love, and definitely, you know, I want to get down there and do a Pride event with y'all really soon. I'm about to move from Texas back to Atlanta one more time, so let's do the damn thing, you know, set in stone some stuff that, you know, we've talked about in the past, most definitely.
Okay. Well, we definitely can get in on that. I'm down.
Ain't no way.
I'm down.
Already.
Do you have any questions for us? You know.
With C-Zone, you know, doing a lot of promoting for a lot of people. Do you guys see yourself promoting specifically for, you know, like just models? You know, there's a lot of models out there doing a lot of different things. You know, but not anything in specific for the LGBT. Do y'all see that as something that you guys can push more for the LGBT, you know what I mean?
C-Zone promotes everybody. Mm-hmm. If you are, even to be real with you, you know, I created this network for lesbians, but we are no hate organization. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
If you, like, and I'm with you on the serious part. If you are serious and you're, you know, if you're real down and you really want to, you know, make a difference in the lesbian community, the LGBT community, then I'm gonna push you. You feel me? You don't have to be Beyonce. You don't have to be Tyrese. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be. You can just be an ordinary person and say, hey, KC, you know, I have a dream about singing. My voice is not that good, but I want to get better. You know what? I'm going to pick you up and I'm going to work with you. I'm going to make you great. That's just the type of person I am. If you got dreams, let's make them big.
You're a motivator, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's what's up, you know?
No, everybody got a gift. Sometimes we just need an extra push to get it out, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody got a gift. Everybody, you know?
That's what's up. I appreciate it, though, like I said, you know, because I've started seeing... I mean, there's a thin line between models in the LGBT community and entertainers, you know, and a lot of people have come to me and asked me, like, Blacks, when we going to see you, do a show, or when you going to, you know, do your little thing in the clubs or whatever, and I've done a few shows, you know, but my main thing for now is the base of just the modeling industry for the LGBT community, so.
That's well, what I definitely, she's on support you. And
oh,
if you ever... If you ever need a host or anything, I will be there. Me and Teddy will be there. That's just straight up.
Yeah, we got
ready. We will be there. We will catch the Chinese bus to you. Do you hear us?
There you go.
We will get on the mega bus.
Already, that's what's up. That's what's up. Hey, well, definitely, like I said, when I touch down at ATL, which is next month, you know, we gonna link up, you know.
Yeah.
We got to make some stuff happen, especially for the summer.
Yeah. And like I said, I got you. She's going to got you. I already know Teddy. You got it, Teddy?
Yeah, all day. I'm security in this bitch.
What you think you going to be the bodyguard if you ain't nothing else, Anna, bro?
I'm the bodyguard, damn it.
Already.
Down. So, my question to both of you all, you know, I'm going to go ahead with Black first, since you pretty much, since you are our guest, I want to hear your input first on this matter. I want to know, okay, pretty much, I'm going to be real. We had our show last night was so intense that it cut us off. You get what I'm saying?
Dang.
It cut us off. We was pretty much talking about, you know, giving up on life, giving up in relationships, just giving up, period. Mm-hmm. And I want to know, we're going to go ahead and end that segment. I want to know your view on giving up, period.
Oh, wow, like just relationship-wise, you know, or do you mean like life, or do you mean just, I mean, both ways. I feel I always put life and love in two different baskets. I have to. I'm just that type of person. And I've been where I wanted to give up on life, and I've been where I wanted to give up on love. But, I mean, I've had a lot of positive people in my life, you know what I mean? Shout out to a lot of the ATL women in the group, because they've been there for me, you know what I mean? Like, and I'll be ready to tap out. But, I just try to keep my mind positive. I try to stay focused. I always keep my eye on God. You know what I'm saying? If nobody else is doing me right, He will. It's a fight that we all gotta battle. And either you stand or you fall. And Michael Jackson said it best. You know what I'm saying? Keep pushing on higher ground. You know, keep fighting until you are the king of the hill. You know, don't let no one bring you down. So that's motivation to me. I just push for that. There's no other way that I can put that.
But she said what I was going to say.
Pretty much.
Put
the words right out of my mouth, bro.
I know, what.
I got to think of something else.
I know, where you going, said it. Let me hear your input on the whole giving up, just giving up, period, you know.
I'm going to try to make it short and sweet. You know what I'm saying? You know my situation, bro, that I wanted to give up on a lot of stuff, whether it be my life, you know, love or whatever. But I had to take a step back, you know what I'm saying, and think. God got a plan for me. I can't give up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Something might not happen right now, but it's going to happen soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to keep pushing and keep doing what I got to do to get to my goal and where God wants me to be.
Oh, I mean,
if anything, He got my back. If family not there, if I, you know, got a girl and she's not there, God is always there, no matter what. So if I keep him first,
yeah,
things, good things is going to come. Blessings is going to come. Doors is going to open.
Right.
You better have positive people in your life. Like my bro, shout out to my bro. If it weren't for you giving me this opportunity, man, I don't even know where I'd be. I'd probably still be down in the dump. You know what I'm saying? Just thinking like, damn, I don't want to do shit. I don't want to get out here and look for no job. Or I want to, you know, get out here and look for a special lady friend. I can't keep doing that. I mean, I got jobs lined up. I'm talking to somebody that's nice. You know what I'm saying? Down to earth. She got goals. She can't go nowhere but good from now. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah, real talk, though. I agree with that. That's real. I want to also elaborate on, if you have a good woman in your corner, people don't understand, it is possible. It is possible.
It is.
Well, with me, period, you know, like I said, you know, last night, giving up is a 100% punk move. I don't care what you want. You don't give up. If it's something that you got your heart and your mind on, you don't give up. The only reason you get out of a situation is if the two, if you in that situation is not joined at the hip. Because if you're not joined at the hip, you let it go, but you don't give up. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
You let it go, and you let God.
Right.
But don't give up. Because a true survivor never gives up. That's real tough. You let go when you can't hold on no more, but you don't give up. Keep going until you can't go no more. If you got a wife, you got a woman, and I know you can't stand her because she done wore your panties or something. You know what I'm saying? But is that a reason to break up with her because she said something to that? No, I'm punked at. She said something to you that you didn't agree with. Is that a reason to break up with her? No. Is because you at school, the kids at school calling you fat, ugly, and black. Is that a reason to go in the room and slit your wrist? No. When you go through stuff like that, you gotta get on your knees and, like everybody else said, you gotta hold your head high, you know, bow down, and pray.
Bow down, already.
You got it, man. That's indeed, like, that's
right,
my best friend.
Because if anything, God don't hear you. You know what I'm saying? You get down on your knees, you look up and say, God, hear my cry.
Yeah.
I've tried all I can. I need you to come into my life and just work your magic. Do what you do best.
And nothing that you are going through is going to end anyway until God says it's over.
Right?
It's not going to end. It's going to, you know, it's going to keep going. Because something that you think is not right for you, it may be right for you. You just have to be strong and conquer it. Because running is not the answer to everything. It might be the answer to winning that race on a track, but when it comes down to life, you should never run. You should always fight and battle. I don't care what it is. Sickness, whatever it is, just fight it. Ball them fists up. Say, look. Look at you, bro. You know what I'm saying? Try it out.
Mm-hmm. And I feel you on that, man, because I try, you know, me as, you know, a model, I feel like sometimes I live two different lives, and I try to keep in mind not to, you know, down somebody on their pity, but somebody's always going through something more worse than I am. But it's not to, like, down that person, but because it makes me count my blessings, you know, when sometimes we lose sight of what we really have and we can't, you know, grasp that in the time of, you know, turmoil and trials and tribulations. But, oh, God's always there, and he's giving us blessings when we're not even seeing them. So sometimes I feel like, you know, as a person to God, I'm spoiled, you know. I need to sit my ass down and realize that I really have so much to be thankful for, you know.
That's right. Even if you don't see your even if you don't see what you want, always know it's gonna, when it comes, it's gonna be right on time.
Uh-huh. When you least expect it, it's gonna come.
Oh yes, I agree with you on that. You gotta count, bro.
It happened to me today. I'm like, I needed money. I was broke. Some unexpected money came to me, and I'm like, thank you, Lord, because you knew I needed it.
Amen.
Yep. And
more
where it came from, it just came.
More money gonna come to you, brother.
I know. I already know.
The Lord
already know. He gonna get his 10% first all day.
Man, you better give him his 10%. He don't play that.
No, he gonna come knocking on my door like, Daddy, really? You got some money? Where my 10% at?
He ain't gonna come knocking at your door. He gonna shake that whole house.
I'm like, oh, Lord, I got you. I got you. I'm about to go in my wallet right now. I'm gonna cut you a check.
But since we're talking about, the whole giving up or whatever, yeah, I know I'm random, so I have some random stuff for him.
Yes, you
do. I
want
to ask, you know. Hey, Black, don't judge me, all right? Because I'm going to ask a question that I want to know the question. So what is up? We only got 5 minutes to get this out of the way. But what is up with everybody? These studs going around strapping all day. What's up with that? Why the strap?
Oh,
keeping it on, going to the gym, same strap on, then going home, going to sleep, then taking no shower, nothing. Just what is up with the suds wearing the straps? Like, I want to know.
Man, look, I can't speak for them. I'm not even going to stereotype them as I don't get down like that. I don't know. I can't answer the question. I don't know. I don't be strapped up all day. I strap up for the purpose. It's like, you know, if you going to war, nigga, then you be ready. But if you ain't going to war, just chill out, relax, nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's break time. It's time out. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Amen.
I don't get down like that. I don't understand that. Now, I've heard, you know what I mean? And I ain't gonna lie, you know, a lot of niggas does down here do it in Texas. You know, they wear their straps like they wear their grill. I don't know. That's not how I get down. But, hey, to each their own, man. If that's how you feel, like, you know, you getting pussy points like that, and you just gotta, you know, be down like they do what you do, man. But 9 times out of 10, if you're doing your woman right, she won't even question you about your strap.
So Tech, what's your input on the strap wearing all day?
I don't condone it. That shit's not, it's not sanitary. You can catch some shit. Take it off. I'm elaborate on what Black said. Come on now, take it off. If you ain't going to work, take the shit off. Relax, chill, watch TV, drink a beer, do something other than wear that shit all day. I'm like, so shit, it's gonna hit.
Man, I ain't even gonna tell you my input. I'm just gonna go ahead and just say straight up. If you wear your strap, you got up early that morning, and the strap is stuck to you. You didn't take the watch off and wash down and get your cool cat and under your nipples and stuff, and the strap is still strapped on to you. And you go to the gym, you walk around all day. You know, I already know women sweat down there. You know what I'm saying? So,
see.
She got this rubber thing on, and then, you know, when you put on your jeans or your shorts, you know, it's a little tight around that area, so it's extra sweat going on. And plus the extra sweat from the strap. And you see your boy at night, you still haven't taken your shower. You still have that strap on. Pull open them legs. You know what I'm saying? So you just done gave her a sweaty pussy. That's just how I feel. I feel that. But I understand where you're coming from with the whole, you know, keep it on, and you know what I'm saying? It's okay. But I also see where you come from with the whole take it off.
Yeah, man, by all means, like, I don't get down like that, so I don't know, man. Like, just, I feel like
only time it should be put on is when it's supposed. It should be intended for what it's, you know, used for what it's intended for. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They need to start making a label on the strap like they do them little key rings for the mountain climbing, not for mountain climbing purposes. You know, not for out in the club wearing purposes.
I know it's thing after the club. Oh, my goodness. Mm. I know it's thing after the club. It got to smell like the swamp and Southside. Because everybody Southside stink. I don't care where you live at. That Southside smell like doo-doo. You know what I'm saying? I don't care where you live at. The Southside smells like doo-doo. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. So,
for real, nigga, what the like
hell no.
I know it smell like something that's raw and fishy and stinky. And woman sweat smell like fish. So I know it smells fishy and sweaty like mothballs, like all that together. So. And rubber, too. That's not cute. But, you know, I think studs, the fans do it, too. Some fans wear the strap, too. So I just say, you know, if you're going to wear it.
Wait a minute, that's new to me, for real. For real, some fams wear the strap. That's new to me, man.
Yeah.
I was just saying, fams don't wear the strap. Studs don't wear the strap. Shit, just can we go back to the basics, nigga?
Wear it either. Hell, probably some men peek in a little bit. You know, I was like, y'all don't wear the strap either. Y'all need to sanitize that thing. Boil it, put some salt water like you boil the chicken, get it cleaned off.
Right, chicken is clean it.
Yeah, I need to boil that thing. Straight up. But we have a whole Lord, I'm mercy. A lot of people that have called in today.
How many we got tonight, bro?
I'll tell you later.
All righty then.
Ladies, all that want to ask a question, I need for you in the next 2 minutes to press the number one right now. Want to get something out? So I give everybody a chance to press number one if they want to speak to us. Okay. My next question is, what is your input? It has to be quick, though. Remember that.
Right.
Your next input on females that overdo it with the weave. What is your input on females that overdo it with the weave and the makeup? Like,
okay, so quick, straight to the point, my answer is stop it. That's it. Stop it. Quit it. I just feel like a woman should be natural sometimes, you know? But, you know, I want to date the person that I'm dating, not her alter ego.
I know that's right. Not Casablanca.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord. And some of you all, girls, let me tell you something. I know some queens that look better than the woman. You get what I'm saying? And some of you all look like y'all need to be vulgar in the club on a Saturday. All right, real talk. Like, you all, they look, tell the truth. Some of the women put on so much makeup that they look like actual drag queens. And I'm not talking about the pretty ones either. I'm talking about the ones that, like, still sound like men when they say, hey, you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
how you doing, baby? Those ones, girl, the ones that scare you, you know what I'm saying? Am I telling the truth?
I
don't feel like a woman should look like a drag queen. I feel like a woman should look like a woman.
Right. Hell yeah, because I had some women step to me, and I was confused. Like, wait a minute.
I love my drag queens. I shout out to all my beautiful drag queens and my trannies. I love y'all to death. This is not a attack at y'all. But y'all know that some of these women be looking worse, and they should. You get what I'm saying? Y'all know that.
I
don't see some women that pack it on. You know what I'm saying? They be pat all on their face and ears under their neck, and then they draw the eyebrows on, draw it crooked.
Sometimes I tap you on the shoulder.
You know what I'm saying?
Bruh, it's like this. I tap you on the shoulder. I'm like, dude, you put on too much makeup. Really, take it off.
I'm like, I just be looking smoky in the face. I'm just saying, man. It just be, it be packed on. But that's going to be another show.
Yeah. Listen to these callers because I'm about to really go in on some stuff, but, you know, we're not going to do that.
Not tonight.
All right. We have a couple of anonymous callers. I'm going to go to the, I'm going to skip you all. I'm going to joke. But let's go to area code 404-645. Make it quick. Hello? Hello, area code 404? Oracle 44645.
Okay, send that on.
All right. Let's go to area code 419360. Talk to us.
Hey, what's up? I want to give a shout out to Blacks. This is Serena, man. What's good?
Hey, what's up, nigga?
Hey, what's good?
Up. Hey, man, look, I was waiting for it, man. Shout out to Tomboy 24/7 Clothing. I was going to give y'all my shout out to the end, you know what I mean? This the nigga right here, man. Like, it's the nigga that put me on with the print work, you know. Clothing, nigga, that's what's up.
All right. Well, nice to meet you, and we're going to get you on here next.
Do that. All right.
But thank you for coming on here, and...
Oh.
All right, 804-475. Are you here? Make it quick.
Hello?
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 Bah. There you go, 415-671. Make it quick, please. Hello, are you going 415? 415-671?
All right.
So, you
today. Are
you cool? We might have to make a longer show. I'm just saying. Hey, it'll fuck you. 564, are you here? Talk to me.
Hello?
Hello. Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Hey, Pops, how you doing?
Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing great.
That's good. Hi, everybody else.
Oh, I'm everybody else?
Oh,
That's his name. I feel some type of way.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? Yeah. I'm going to tell you bad, too. Thank you for calling. What is up with these people laughing at? Hey, hi. I love you, daughter, and I already know it was my wife, but she's crazy. But,
right?
Oh, yeah, it was her. I know they know my bad heart, okay? So what we going to do now? I guess let's just talk about future events, future things, because we have a little bit of time to spare. But go ahead, tell me, you know, what's your next event? How can people get in contact with you?
Well, just 3 days ago, I started my actual fan page, my personal fan page, and you can find that at Blacks, the Stud Model. If you type in Blacks, you'll find my personal Facebook page. If you type in Crucial Creations, it'll also link all three of my pages. I got my fan page, my personal page, and Crucial Creations page. So, CRUZIAL, CREATIONZ, Crucial Creations. You can find me on there. You can find me on Twitter at CCI Modeling. That's my username. Most of the time, like I said, I use Black. So, if you want to get on the modeling scene, you want to do a collabo with Black, you want to be down with Crucial Creations, you can hit me up at crucial_creations@yahoo.com. And me personally, I'll be the one to get back to you, and we can do what it do, you know?
Do you have any upcoming events going on, or where can people see you? What's your next?
I have a shout out to Unique Plastic Model, Sky Certified, and Sky. This the Encino Model. They from Houston, Texas. They was the last people I did my vampire photo shoot with. I'm going to touch bases with them again on a collabo in Houston, Texas. Like I said, I'm going to ATL next month, so I'm going to have a photo shoot with Studville Clothing, Tomboy 24/7, you know, Serena Lowry, shout-outs for calling in, and a few other underground dual garbage, you know what I'm saying, clothing line, and a few other different clothing lines. Crucial Creations is going to be coming out with a shirt. It's going to be me with all this clothing lines to promote, so that's my next biggest photo shoot in ATL, so look out for it.
Y'all ladies, definitely, definitely, definitely stay in tune. Black, she's an awesome person, as you can see. She's humble. She's willing to work with you, studs, fams that's out there that has that modeling, that drive to just say, hey, girl, you know what I'm saying? If you have a drive to be the next top lesbian model, get in contact with Black, because she is the person to get up with.
All right.
Well, of course, you know, www.sheszone.org is the spot, your number one lesbian spot for communication, events, lesbian celebrity, anything lesbian. Go there. It's free. It's for you. You don't have to be on Facebook all day beefing on your timeline. You know what I'm saying? You can get out and meet new lesbians in your nation, in your neighborhood. Lesbians everywhere is at sheszone.org. And I'm coming. Of course, y'all know Pretty P, Ken Kales,
Russian. Yeah.
22 more performers will be here live in Richmond, Virginia, August 3rd through the 5th. Show you a great time at She Pride 2012. So get your ticket information, book your hotel, www.shepride.tk. And I want to thank Black and Teddy for coming on tonight. It was a very awesome show.
Know it.
Thank y'all so much for the support. Ladies.
All day, bro.
Teddy, tell the ladies how to get in contact with you, bro.
It's like this, facebook.com/bishop1983.
That's all you got?
And my email address, angelm23704@yahoo.com.
That's all you got? No Twitter? Come on, everybody got a Twitter.
What? I got Twitter. I need me some followers now. You can find me at Teddy Harris, number 3, and that's it, Teddy. At Teddy Harris, number
3. Hey,
all
Teddy,
right,
I got you.
I'm going to
follow you, man.
Y'all better follow each other.
I'll follow you back, man.
Today should be a new connection.
All day.
Today should be a new connection. You just met a wonderful person. Y'all just met somebody wonderful, so y'all keep them in your prayers and y'all keep in contact with each other. Please do that, because I will be checking on both of you, and I will have my belt.
Okay? Don't get the belt. Bro, don't get the belt.
You know I will.
I'm going to hag, man. Damn.
She's on radio. It's for the lesbians. If you are a lesbian doing big things and you would like to come on this show, please email me at she@vonee@gmail.com. If you're a performer, if you want to do an event, if you want to do anything, you need me to come and host an event, whatever, that's the email. Anything lesbian, that's the email. I want to thank everybody for coming on tonight. Tonight was an awesome show. Yeah, I keep saying that, but you know, gotta be real, gotta keep it 100. I want to thank everybody for coming on. Love y'all so much. Everybody, have a great day. Thank you. Tomorrow, same time, 11 p.m., She's on Radio.